My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, a few minutes. We are expecting an update from Hopkins International Airport.
We have boots on the ground.
We do. We do have boots on the ground.
And also planes on the ground. They're not allowed to go in the sky.
Apparently, we are going to get you updated to make sure on whether or not you are going to be good to go to fly this morning because of what is an international computer outage that could be impacting you. We'll explain here in just a few moments. The Guardians, Kenny, are getting ready to start their second half of the year. And now we have their schedule for next season. 2025 MLB schedule. The release party was last night. What did you do for the release party? Did you get some chips and dip?
Got high as a kite, then went to my son's football practice.
That's what you got to do. That's what you absolutely have to do.
It was huffing glue in my truck. No, what do you think I was doing? I sat there and I went, oh, that's nice. And then we moved on.
Well, they had a big argument on afternoon drive yesterday on whether or not this makes any sense at all to release the schedule in the middle of the baseball season for next year. And to that, I think if you're comparing this to the NFL, you're probably going to be a miserable person. Because the NFL, the schedule release...
Isn't that what Nick and Dustin did yesterday?
They did. That's what I'm saying.
Miserable people.
It's obviously never going to be a huge deal for a baseball schedule, especially as balanced as the baseball schedule is now, the way they do it.
Now, hold on. If you're upset with the baseball schedule, what now? I didn't like how they had to start on the West Coast. I don't think you have to start on the West Coast. You should have to. I don't think you should have to. You shouldn't have to. Should not have to start on the West Coast. Which they start in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. They've tweaked that because how many times have we said, man, they kick off the season. And they not only start the season on the West Coast, but at times where opening day should never be like 7 o'clock at night our time. That just never makes sense. It's supposed to be a special day, even if it's on the road. I mean, you want to have something going on while you're at work or a reason to play hooky. Either way, 7 o'clock at night. Well, they avoided that because they're taking on the Kansas City Royals to begin the season March 27th. And then they start with, what is it? Was it 10 games on the road?
Nine
games on the road. Then they come back and take on the Chicago White Sox. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what that means.
Rippin' Shriffin'?
Well, I said that when I called into the Afternoon Drive Show yesterday, and one of the members of the Afternoon Drive Show said they expect him to be calling games in Boise, Idaho next year.
Oh. And one of those guys actually worked with him, so.
And I think that's ridiculous. They don't relegate broadcasters like that. Come on.
Well, it depends. Depends. Hot mics. Yeah. You get relegated for that one.
Guardians also will play 8 summer weekends at home. How about that, Kenny?
Outstanding.
Featuring AL Central matchups against the Tigers and the Twins.
Was hoping that we would get some AL Central matchups.
They'll face eight different teams in interleague play in 2025, highlighted by clashes with the Phillies and the Dodgers. You've heard of them, Kenny.
Heard of them.
Those are two teams in the
big
leagues.
Hell, know them well.
So, I do want to ask baseball people, when is it too early to start filling out your calendar for 2025?
Curtis Danberg will be here. You'll find that out.
Do you
Matt Darrell will be here.
Do you handle
out.
Your calendar
They're
at
baseball
all, Ken?
People. What do you mean?
Do you have anything to do with your calendar at home? Well, you're showing me your notebook.
I show my book there. But that has everything in it.
But your wife does not handle the calendar. I do not touch a calendar.
As far as all the events?
I don't do any planning.
Yeah, Liz makes a thing of the events, yeah.
And I was never somebody that wrote stuff down to begin with. Now that I have a wife, she is very irritated with the fact that she's writing all this down. And I said, well, you don't have to, but just understand that I'm not going to know what to do and when to do it. She doesn't like that.
I bet that's wonderful.
Does not
her.
Go over well.
Actually, feel bad for Sarah Ono on that one.
What we're hoping,
kidding, I never feel bad for.
What we're hoping goes well over the second half of the season is the Guardians and making sure that they continue to play over 600 ball. But Austin Mock of The Athletic was on 92.3 The Fan, talked about potential second half concerns.
Cleveland's been one of the overachieving, you know, smaller market teams for, it seems like, forever now. And so it's part of it is I think they found some niche with, like, not the most power on offense to get more out of the offense than we're really seeing. And somehow their pitching, which the starting pitching hasn't been all that great this year, definitely what we're used to in years past, but they still are just winning games. They have the best bullpen by pretty much every metric that you can find. And that's obviously a huge help. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Royals of the mid-2010s back-to-back World Series appearances. So I think it might just be, like, bullpen is kind of, it's really hard to project because a lot of those guys are small samples. So they're getting pulled back from there. If they're truly going to be an elite bullpen, my number's probably a little low, but, you know, if you told me they have a slightly above average to average offense. Starting pitching worries me. I don't know if that's a great recipe for one of the toughest schedules by my numbers in the second half of the year.
Uh-oh.
All right, so there's a lot there. I would say that you expect that lineup to get going again.
Yeah.
They struggled mightily the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice potential reset here by Vogt. Got the All-Star stuff out of the way. It was a memorable, you know, few days for so many of those Guardians, and now it's time
and
to get
now,
back to work.
What's this guy's name?
Steven Vogt.
No, the manager. Other guy, the guy there. Who was the guy from The Athletic?
That was Austin Mock.
And he says we're not going to do so hot in the second half?
Well, he said that their schedule is actually one of the toughest in baseball.
Are we playing the Guardians schedule game?
But what have we known about
Austin Mock was playing the Guardians
schedule
game.
What is one thing we know about the Guardians this year?
I don't know. I've never heard of that guy in my life.
They have struggled with the bad teams, but they've done fairly well against.
I subscribe to The Athletic, too.
Most of the good teams. So I'm not necessarily buying any of that. Now, Kenny, the Logan Allen part of this, the Tristan McKenzie part of this, hopefully Gavin Williams settles in nicely. Get some consistency to this rotation.
What the hell's the point? Austin Mock says there's no chance, so what the hell?
And I expect them to make a trade.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Dare. discount furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Meanwhile.
Hey, I don't even care. Let's get ready for Brown season.
Meanwhile, when you think...
Some guy from The Athletic told me yesterday afternoon that it wasn't even worth watching. So, you know, Browns.
When you think Ohio Cup, Kenny, what comes to mind?
Do you think Deshaun Watson's going to have a good year or a really good year?
I think he's going to have a nice bounce back.
What do you think about Amari Cooper? Will he sign today or tomorrow? What type of pen will he use? I don't know. I'm just being told by this guy from The Athletic I shouldn't even care. So, I mean, what the hell, right?
It's just one guy, Kenny. I mean, you don't have to lose your mind about it. We just thought it would be interesting to, you know, share his opinions. Maybe I was wrong.
Hack!
Right now, the Ohio Cup, very much to be decided. As they played back on June 11th and June 12th, the Guardians and the Reds, they split that. So there's still time to iron this out by the end of the season. Well, Reds, Hunter Green was interviewed recently on FanDuel. And basically quoting Don Draper, he says, "I don't even think about you."
You know, that's such a funny question because we never talk about it as the Reds, but Cleveland always talks. I know multiple guys on the Guardians, and they'll bring it up in, like, conversation. It's just not in our conversation in the clubhouse. So we're just kind of like, whatever. But Cleveland is, like, definitely thinking about it, and they don't play about it.
So what
do you
think?
Yeah, we're a competitive franchise. You're not.
Well, what do you think,
Kenny? We're a serious franchise. You are not.
The Ohio Cup, I like the fact that we take it seriously, and I think there's no shame in the fact that we – get really excited about those matchups.
We've had it 10 years. We've had the thing 10 years.
10 years?
We've been in control of it for 10 years. They have not been in control of the thing
for a decade.
Well,
no wonder they don't think about it. They don't even know.
Hunter Green was probably in high school the last time they had control of it.
To them, it might be a figment of their imagination. They don't even know it exists because they don't have it. So the fact that they keep losing it, that makes sense to me.
Hunter Green was in middle school. He's 14 years old.
Yeah, I think that is something that the losers would say, right? Oh, I don't even... It's inconsequential to us. We're in the National League. What would we care about something like this? It just comes off, Kenny, as what? Sour grapes from Hunter Green.
And they do. I don't even know if they've seen it. They're not in control of it.
Right.
So why would you talk about something you're not in control of?
One final note. Cavs rookie, Jalen Tyson. He was spectacular last night, Summer League finale for the Wine and Gold. One assist shy of a triple-double against the Lakers. 21.6 of 9 from the field, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals. He was doing it all, but our update anchor decided to lead with Bronny James's box score instead. Your thoughts?
It would have been greater if he would have led with his rug because he got a rug yesterday.
People are saying his dad should have got a rug many years ago. That's it for about last night.
Oh, my God. Put the safety back on.
We're still efforting. Apparently, we're going to hear from Jessica Dill coming up on the outage and how it's impacting.
Hey, did your sister
travelers
get back to you yet?
Not yet.
Well, you are the most unreliable family I think I've ever met in my entire life. Coming up at 7:45, Fix My Life, where everybody likes a little PTO, except Lima. I don't think he's ever going to be able to take time off. We might have Jessica Dill coming up, and he's our number one, but he's... number one, yes, and cleanliness is next to godliness.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.